USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump planning an announcement next week on how his administration's intending to deal with crime in specifically Democratic-led cities like Chicago, telling reporters yesterday they're going to straighten things out where leaders have lost control.
It's almost like they think this is going to be this way forever. We're in Chicago. 68 people were shot and 18 died last week. We're not going to put up with that.
President Trump announcing late yesterday that Brad Parscale is stepping down as his campaign manager, but will still be on the campaign team, succeeding him in the top spot, the man who'd been deputy campaign manager, Bill Stepien. Jack Dorsey, the Twitter CEO, is calling yesterday a tough day after some major accounts were hacked in a cyber attack on the platform. And this is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt. Call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell says he wants heavy support for schools in any new coronavirus relief bill. He acknowledged yesterday the heavy emphasis on education will be costly, but he said if kids are not back in school this fall, there will be job issues. In the next package, he said he's open to more direct checks as well, but added leaders made a mistake in the last bill, making it more attractive for people to stay home than to go to work. President Trump is picking up a big endorsement from a major police union, the National Association of Police Organizations, saying it is throwing its support behind Mr. Trump for re-election. The group saying it recognizes the top executives, in its words, steadfast and very public support for police on the front lines. The group represents over 1,000 police units and other associations around the U.S. Find us online at usaradio.com.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Attention Walmart shoppers, the retailer has announced that people will have to wear masks in the stores beginning next week. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Calling the move a simple step for safety, the company said the requirement will take effect on Monday at all 5,000 Walmart and Sam's Clubs locations in the U.S. In announcing the rule, Walmart Chief Operating Officer Dakona Smith cited existing local government mandates that already order facial coverings at about 65% of Walmart and Sam's Club locations. Walmart joins a growing list of major retailers that now mandate facial coverings. Starbucks and Best Buy have already begun requiring masks. Other stores that require facial coverings include Costco, Apple, Walgreens, Kroger, CVS, Gap, and Verizon. I'm Wendy King.
Drug overdose deaths up across the nation. Preliminary data from the CDC indicating there were nearly 71,000 reported deaths from overdoses in 2019, a record high, and a 4% jump over the previous year. And the author of the Magic School Bus book series, Joanna Cole, is dead at 75. Family members confirming she died on Sunday, the cause unknown or not released, Cole creating the popular children's book saga with illustrator Bruce Diggin in 1986. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.